Great. Okay, our speaker today is Nathan, and he's going to share his experience for 20 minutes on, let's see, page 63 provided. He provided for us what we needed when we drew near to him along those lines. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Nathan. Go ahead.
Hi, Nathan, recovered addict alcoholic. Thank you for asking me to share today. Thank you, Carol, for the invite. You know, I'm glad to be able to speak today because there's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of things that's been going on in the world. And by the grace of God, you know, working this program has kept me stable and balanced. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today. You know, as things are going on, tougher situations, you know, bad things, good things, promotions, expansion, more money, less money, whatever. It's always, for me, it's action and more action, you know. So meaning I must work my program harder. I must stay on task and be more attention to detail in my program and spiritual life. And the promises is, and what I'll, you know, what I want to talk about, you know, is that if I do that, the promise is that my needs, our needs will be met. You know, this is a we program. So I have, I mean, I was just thinking about, so I have 20 years this year. So in 2022, I have 21 years sober. And then I went out at 3.5 years. So that's almost, you know, 24 and a half years. And then, but prior to that, I was going in and out. So I've been around this program for a very long time, made every single mistake, you know, fighting, wanting to do self-will. So, you know, I wanted to share today from a top-down perspective, because I think, you know, we talk about step one, which is important, but I think we don't talk about where we're supposed to be residing in 10, 11, and 12 nearly enough, nor do we talk about how to operate and live in 10, 11, and 12 nearly enough in order to stay recovered. And recovered means free. It means no longer having the problem, that my problem has been solved, and then I'm free from that, arrested state, which I was in. And I found that to be true after being around these rooms for so long for myself. So it's my story, and I try to relate it to the book that the best that that I can. So I wanted to sit, so on page 63, so it's the promises, right? So it's a third step promises. And just out of that, I wanted to pull out, it's on the third sentence down. So he, meaning God, provided what we needed. I would circle needed. If, I would circle if. So my needs will be provided if, only if, right? So what do I need to do to get my needs provided? Because isn't that why we came in the room? You know, that's why I came in, because my life was a wreck. It was, I knew something wasn't right, you know, and I needed help to get out of that situation. And I just thought, you know, it was just kind of getting physically drugs and alcohol out of my body, then I can go back and take charge of my life. But that is not the case. We have to get a sobriety date. Then we have to work steps. Then we have to apply these powers of God to the rest of our life, right? So it's beyond whatever the drug of no choice is, right? So that's just, for me, it was just the beginning, getting a sobriety date. After I get the sobriety date, now I got to do lots and lots of daily work every day, persistently, consistently, precisely as the best that I can every day. And we only have each day. We only have now. That's why AA talks about the 24 hours a day. So my needs will be met if I kept close to him. So I kept close to God. I have to figure out how to keep close to God. So they're telling us in three, so I am not fully recovered. They're just saying, hey, you know, if you keep doing this, this is what could happen, right? So they're telling us that, hey, I need to, you need to learn how to stay close to your higher power. You need to have a relationship with your higher power on a daily basis. If you do that, your needs will be met. And then I have to perform his work well, right? So now I have to understand, okay, so when I went out originally at 3.5 years, it was because I came in and I needed to go, then I'm talking, you know, it's the disease and the committees tell me, well, you need to do this and you got to get your, you know, your degree and you need to get, you know, you need to move and you need to get in that relationship. And so that was myself telling me, but that didn't say that in the big book. It doesn't say that. So I didn't know that. And that's why I went out at 3.5 years, because I went out over a relationship. The relationship became my higher power. I was not practicing program. My life was unmanageable. So I had no power other than to pick up and use, like in a sober blackout that I was found myself, like in the book, I didn't think at all. I found myself to be drinking after I drank. There was no defense, right? And then my life started to go in the toilet. It started to go in reverse, right? So not only did I drink, but then my life followed that drink, because I was not doing the program. I was not having conscious contact with God. I was having conscious contact with myself and my preconceived ideas and notions of how my life is supposed to look. So the reason I say that, because when I came back in the room and then started actually, but it wasn't like I immediately got it. So it was after 5 years back doing the same thing that I started doing the work out of the book. Right. So my process was slow, but your process does not have to be slow. This is not, and that's why I want to talk about that. This is an immediate demonstration. It's a program where we get results. So I didn't know that. No one told me that, or the book told me that, but no one outside the book was, you know, reinforcing that. So I found that, and that is what the book says. We get results, right? They wrote the big book at 3.5 years of being sober, right? And I believe it's a divine, it's divine, these steps, right? To help those that are unable to be helped, you know, materially in the world. So once I started doing this work, more and more was revealed. So I want to talk about, so he will provide what we needed. So it's the need, what you need, right? So you have to think about, you know, what are my needs? And we all have the same needs. You know, we need shelter, we need health, we need, you know, healthy relationships, you know, whatever it may be. We have to have money to pay the bills, you know, whatever that may be, to feel okay, to feel safe, you know, all those things. So this is telling me that our needs will be met. And I found that to be true. So I'm not sure how much time I have, but to be quick, you know, like I owed the IRS a whole bunch of money, more than I ever thought was possible that I can pay. It's paid off now. I couldn't maintain a relationship. I'm married now. I was running my business into the ground. I've had a successful business for over 20 years now. So that is not because of me. It's because that I've practice these principles. So principles before personalities. I must practice the principles of the program on a daily basis in all areas of my life. If I do that, then the need will be met, right? So I don't think we talk about that nearly enough, because the addict mind will tell us, oh, that can't happen. That, you know, you can only go so far and da 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 da, and this, all this nonsense. Right, that's the nonsense that got us drunk. Half measures avail us nothing. So living in steps 10, 11, and 12, so getting up there, now entering, having entered the world of the spirit, now I'm operating in full measure. No more half measures, because there is one who has all power, that one is God. May you find God in your each now. And that's what 10, so it's telling me through 10, pausing and turning throughout my day to keep conscious contact so it can meet the need. Staying in 10, pausing and turning and praying and watching so that I can keep myself or whatever out of the way so the need can be met, so that I can practice principles so the need can be met, so I can stay aligned with my program so the need can be met, right? And then I carry that message over to those having, that's a spiritual awakening. Oh, this is working. I'm coming to believe, oh, wow, this is different. I'm different, right? Well, if it can work for an addict, alcoholic, sexaholic, what is it called? What everyone has now, ADHD, bad credit person like me, it can work for you. Because it wasn't, all I changed was how I practiced principles in my life. I had to come to believe that, you know, this power can work in my life and that it will meet the need. And then, you know, the hard part, I think, for a lot of us is that the other part, that it can work in money. It can work in my marriage. It can work in my dating. It can work in my business. It can work in my finance. It can work in, it needs to be in, we have to allow it, you know, all areas. And that part I don't, because that's the unmanageability. It's not the unmanageability of a drink or a drug. It's the unmanageability in my life, which leads me to a drink or drug, which leads me to a false power to make me feel okay inside. So if I stay connected to the one power and I keep working these principles in my life, I've found that things are pretty good. And then I've moved through a lot of heartbreak, loss, failure, and all that's been restored to, you know, which would appear to the world, which would be success and happiness, right? So, but for me, it's just to work, you know, work this this program as much as I can, because I clearly understand the first step, that if I start getting in the self, I start operating in my preconceived ideas and notions, that my entire life explodes. So that's how it is for me. I'm not sure how it is for y'all, but I have to take this program seriously. I believe that this program is life or death. And I believe that what this says, I believe these promises, that it says, when I take this position to have a relationship with this higher power, it's the director, it's the principal, it's the father, it's the employer, then all sorts of remarkable things will follow, right? So how you get there is how I got there, was asking myself, okay, am I willing to do that? Where do I need to do that? How can I do that more, right? Where am I not allowing God to be the director? Where am I not allowing God to be the principal? So kind of, you know, setting aside the old to get to the new self, then my little plans and designs start to go away. And then I have new big plans and greater designs than I ever thought, that my life is on this, you know, this new trajectory, better than I ever expected or even planned or hoped for myself, right? So I want to talk about how to, because it's meeting, you know, it's meeting the daily need, I think is the problem for me anyway, right? So the most important thing is to do those steps 1 through 6, right? I got to do 1, 2, and 3, got to make that decision. Most people stop at 3. They say, you got to keep going. I got to do 4, right? I got to get into 4, which is inventory. It's 3 inventories: resentment inventory, fear inventory, and sex inventory. We have to do that. I'd say always twice a year. Now, when I'm doing that, that's starting to remove the preconceived ideas and notions. I'm finding what's objectionable so that I can start aligning with new truth, new understanding, new belief systems, right? So doing, you know, 1 through 4, 5, 6, and 7, reading it off, being honest with someone, to my sponsor, that, yeah, I'm still doing it. Yeah, I screwed up, whatever, you know, then I can let that go. Sponsor and I and God and I can start being open to a new angle in our life, which is probably more healthy, right? So, and we all know that that's just the beginning. So we can do 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, going out to the world. But the thing is getting up into nine, I'm going out, and it's 10. So we have to understand that in 10, I'm not who I used to be. So everyone says, I'm a recovering alcoholic, I'm an addict, I'm this, I'm that. No, no, no. In 10, you're recovered. You have recovered in some area in your life. You've got a sobriety date. You have recovered. So you have to state that I am recovered. I'm in the world of the spirit. So they tell you in 10 how you are to live in 10. Pausing, watching. Watching for what? The old bullshit, the old preconceived ideas and notions, the negative Nancy, the worry, the, you know, so they tell you in 11 what to look for, right? Am I in morbid reflection? Am I in worry? Am I in remorse? Well, if you're in that, we need to inventory that. So being recovered, living in the world of the spirit is not living in remorse, depression. So we have a spiritual kit of tools, right, by which we can use on a daily basis. So I call doing weekly inventory. So I do my annual inventories. And if I'm in worry, remorse, resentment, bothered by things for more than 2 days, I do weekly inventories, probably up to maybe 5 a week, so that I'm constantly removing those old preconceived, because I'm asking God to remove it. So I'm saying, hey, God, yep, I'm doing it. Yep, I'm angry. Yep, 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 yep. Fail, 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 fail. So I'm being honest with myself, telling sponsor, hey, I'm mad at this person. I'm mad at the situation. I hate this. Don't like that. Blah, 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 blah. Now we can find what's objectionable. God, please remove that from me. Remind me what you, and you can get free each week. So
five
if I, that's
minutes.
That. Yes.
Five more minutes.
Yes, I saw. So that's why, that's how you continue to, that's why you continue to take personal inventory so that you can stay up in the new you, the real you. Right? Because in the inventory, we find out what we're not so that we can find out what we are. And so in order to maintain what I am, I have to keep removing that which of what I'm not. Because I'm not the same person I was when I first came in. I'm not the same person that I was 5 years ago. So we're constantly growing. So we have to keep up with ourselves. So 11 is the check. So at night, it's so important that I do my nightly review. Right? So they're telling us exactly how to continue to have the needs met. And it's that simple. Conscious 11, conscious contact with God. 10, continue to take personal inventory. If I do those things and I stay on task, then I have a spiritual awakening because I'm letting go of my old preconceived ideas and notions. Having conscious contact with God, now that's operating and flowing in my life. Having had that, a spiritual awakening, which is mostly important, and then carry that message to others that are suffering just like me. So I think that we don't believe that the needs can be met. They can be met. And a need is everything. Everything can be met. I've gotten over PTSD, anxiety, sex addiction, drug addiction, alcoholism, on and on and on. But it's only maintained by my relationship with the higher power. And because I got 20 years, that doesn't mean I stop doing the process. Oh, I can take a break now. No, I need to work harder now because I can fall further now, right? So I'll wrap it up, you know, so I'm just going to read it one more time. It's on page 63. Let me just read the whole promises and then I'll end it. So when we take this position with our higher power, right? I got to reposition myself. I got to take the position. All sorts of remarkable things will follow. I will have a new employer being all powerful. He's going to provide what I need if I keep close to him and perform his work well. Established on this footing, such a footing, we become less and less interested in ourselves, our plans, and our designs. More and more, we become interested in seeing what we can contribute to life. A new power flows in as we enjoyed the peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully. We can face life successfully. We can face life successfully as we become, so I have to become conscious of his presence, having a relationship with my higher power. We begin to lose fear of today, tomorrow, and the hereafter, we are reborn. So to stay reborn, I got to live 10, 11, and 12. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. Okay. Let's see, as a reminder, we only record our speaker, and we'll turn off the recording. Hold everything here. Stop.